All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show filmmaker Jeremy Jasper, and he has a brand new film called Odessa. That's Odessa with a apostrophe, Odessa. It is streaming on Hulu, debuting on March 13th. And Jeremy, welcome to the show. This is a, you know, we like to say rock opera. So in your mind, is it a rock opera? And second part of the question is, how hard is it to write all the songs, the music, and the dialogue like this?
Good to talk to you. I guess, I don't know if it's officially a full-on rock opera. I think the I don't know if we would fully qualify, because you look at the classic rock operas like Tommy and maybe like Jesus Christ Superstar or something like that. There's no dialogue. It's all done like an opera with no speaking lines. This one has a lot of dialogue in it, but tons of songs. So you know, the closest thing we could get to describe it would be a rock opera. It is telling a big mythological story through a lot of music, so it puts it in that realm, and it has kind of a bit of a 60s, 70s throwback vibe, even though it's a sci-fi film. But yeah, I mean, I took it on because I'm a musician first and foremost, and a songwriter, and I wanted to have an excuse to write all these songs, to write songs for characters, to build the world, to see something on screen that I'd never really seen or heard before. So that was the impetus for it. It took many, many years to make it. But now it exists.
So the character of Odessa, played by Sadie Sink, who's you know, a Broadway star, and who we got to see in Stranger Things as well. And from the critical reviews, I guess she nailed it, huh?
She's amazing. She's a force of nature. And, I've kind of been waiting to find that perfect Odessa, and then there she is. There she was. She's really, really special. And, you know, the thing that was so incredible about her, first of all, this was like the first time she was going to carry a film on her back and be the lead in something. And she took it on. Like, she was ready to do it. It's a really challenging role for anybody. You're in every scene. You know, you got to laugh, cry. There's romance. There's danger. There's adventure. And then the singing. And she, I didn't know this about her, but she sang on Broadway when she was 10 or 11 as Annie. And after that experience, I think it was pretty tough on a young kid. She kind of was determined to not sing in public ever again. Just kind of swore it off. And then the fact that she sort of came out of vocal retirement to sing as Odessa, and she sent me these demos of her singing some of my songs, and it just floored me. And I got her into the studio, and she's just the most naturally gifted musician I've worked with. She's incredible. Like, perfect pitch, can sing harmonies, can sing in any different style. She's really, just really, really special actor.
You filmed this in Croatia, is that right?
That is right. We had to find very peculiar, interesting, strange, otherworldly architecture and landscapes. And so that sent us to Eastern Europe. And luckily, they shot a lot of Game of Thrones in Croatia. So there's these amazing crews there. A lot of great artists, a lot of great, just crew members that really know how to dig in. And we got lucky. We work with some fantastic collaborators. So yeah, we dug out this kind of dystopian wasteland out of little corners of Croatia.
So what was it, Saturday, you're South by Southwest, what was the reaction like?
It was a really nice reaction. It was a very warm, embrace of the film from the Paramount Theater, which I was happy about. You know, South By is great because the people that go there just genuinely love film. And it's also a music town, so that we had that going for us. And yeah, it seemed to go down well.
So nowadays you think, well, we want to release this in theaters, but you're going to get way more eyeballs on it if you get on a major streaming platform. And as I mentioned, getting it on Hulu, congratulations to that. What does that mean for you guys now that it's going to be so huge like that?
I don't know. You know, I'm a bit old-fashioned. So this thing was built for the big screen and big speakers and kind of a visceral experience. I wanted it to feel like, you know, you're going to a concert in a way. But you got to adapt, and it's exactly what you just said. Like, more people will see it streaming. And that's the most important thing, like people engaging with the film. And, you know, having that experience. Now it's in the comfort of their own homes, and that's fine. But, yeah, I'm thrilled that, like, there's that kind of reach. And it's just different like it used to be. When I was growing up, you'd have to hunt down films and, like, drive an hour away to maybe get into a little screening. And now there's sort of we're spoiled in a way that, you know, just like a click of your TV, there's like, you know, film history. So I'm excited that it has the potential to reach a lot of people.
So as a musician,
it's March 20th, by the way. That's the release.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, I'm seeing the movie poster says 13th, but let's add a week. March
20th.
Yeah, okay.
March 20th, folks.
Gotcha. As a composer and then a screenwriter and then a director, those are three different disciplines, so you're a multi-threat. Yeah. Did you find yourself, I mean, how many of these things come naturally to you, and how many of these things are like, you really got to work at it to be a success?
That's a very good question. Yeah. The songwriting comes the easiest. That's the one I've been doing the longest. That's the one that's the most natural to me. It's the most fun. I love being in the studio. I've been making records since I was 16. The directing is something I've been doing for a long time too. And that's like, I feel very comfortable. I came up in music videos and commercials and, you know, that I feel good in that world. It's challenging. It's hard. It kicks your butt, but I feel okay there. Writing is always the most difficult. It takes forever. It's a really tricky kind of tightrope walk of trying to get it right. I tend to overwrite, then I gotta carve it down, and like you're trying to create a whole world on just like a piece of paper, and that's I found that very, very difficult, and took years and years of writing to get to where we've gotten to. So yeah, I'm gonna change my ways in the future. I'm bringing in collaborators. I'm not wearing so many hats. I'm letting go.
Yeah. If you could, for people who don't know about you, about 10 years ago, Outlaws, a short film, a circus worker, a devil biker with David Beckham. What was that like? Because I don't think people know about
David
this
Beckham.
Enough.
No, it was like a little under the radar. It was like a short film that Bell Staff, the leather jacket company, funded, and for me it was like the thrill of a lifetime. Got to go down to Mexico and make this like Fellini-esque circus motorcycle movie starring David Beckham as this like Clint Eastwood man with no name that zooms into town on his motorcycle. And David is the best. Like, I didn't know what to expect, and that guy is a saint. He was so fun and easy to work with, and you know, it was one of the first really big things that I shot. It was the first longer narrative thing that I had shot, and to have, you know, David's mug as the leading man was it was a blast. And it was really strange. We were like out in the middle of nowhere, Mexico, and built a circus tent and had all these really interesting sideshow performers that were with us. And it was it was pretty trippy. And I handed to David for going for it. He was game. So a little obscure piece of film out there.
Yeah, I thought I'd bring that up. All right, back to Odessa. Do you see this now? I mean, well, let me ask you this first. How about releasing the music on a soundtrack? Is that in the works?
Yeah. Yeah, soundtrack comes out on Hollywood Records on Friday. So, yeah, okay. I'm really excited about that. Yeah.
Do you see this as a sequel in the works, a trilogy, a standalone? Are you going to...
Oh, man. I think it's a standalone, but if we were ever given the chance to do a prequel or a spinoff, or, the thing that I would really do, the way it was designed was to be for the stage initially. I wanted it to be like a sci-fi stage musical. And, it would be my dream for this thing to be able to live on in that world. But we'll see. So, yeah, hopefully there'll be more. I could live in that world forever. I love it a lot.
And then finally, for Sadie Sink, I mean, there are some people who just play a character and they're just known as that character. What do you think this is? I mean, she's already in demand, but what do you think this is going to do for her now?
Well, I think it'll show people all the other sides as an actress. She can really do it all. She can transform into, she's a shapeshifter. And I think this will, I hope this, proves that she's an adult actress. She's ready to take on bigger, stranger, weirder, deeper roles. And I really, the sky's the limit for her.
It's called Odessa, and starring a girl from Texas, not Odessa, Texas, or Odessa, Ukraine, O-apostrophe-Dessa. It'll be streaming on Hulu on March 20th. We've been speaking to the man behind the whole thing, from the musical and creative mind of Jeremy Jasper. Congratulations on this film. This has got to be a blast, man.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I really enjoyed talking to you. It's cool.
All right. Great stuff.